KVNO turns 50 this year, and to celebrate, we're airing a special feature each month on Arts at 8:30 about our history, what's happening currently at KVNO, or our future. Today, we feature someone you all know, our very own Otis 12, the host of Morning Classics. Otis has been the host of Morning Classics on KVNO for almost 17 years. At least he thinks he has.
I think 17 years. I really forgot to note anywhere. I have no sense of time anymore. It's just really true. But 17 years, it's we're going on that.
Otis wasn't really looking for work at the time the morning show host position at KVNO became available, but he knew it was a good fit.
I was heading back to Omaha after living in Walnut, Iowa for a while, and mornings opened up here, and I said, that'd be fun. That leaves me, a chance to fill in my my curriculum vitae. Because we've gone from rock to talk radio to news radio to full-service radio to classical music. So, and then after I leave here, I'll be doing country music.
He might have been kidding about country music, but he does say there is something special about the music he plays on KVNO.
It's this level of involvement, emotional and intellectual involvement in the music is so intense. Whether you know a thing about it or not, it just speaks to you almost directly. I mean, Mozart and, you know, Vivaldi. I got hooked on Baroque music first, I think, way back when I was a kid. And now, you know, then you just follow along and where it goes. And the musicians, my goodness, I mean, you know, play Joshua Bell on violin or Long Long on piano, and you just, you know, you don't have to know how to play piano to just hear it and go, that's good, you know. That's good. This is great stuff. Great musicians, great music. As Duke Ellington, it's my favorite quote. I often repeat it. There are only two kinds of music, good music and the rest. And KVNO plays good music.
And Otis says if you listen to KVNO, you're in good company.
There are doctors and lawyers and judges and truck drivers and one of my checkout ladies at one of my regular supermarkets is a regular listener, and you just run into people all the time that you just think, well, a guy on OPPD climbing the poles, you know, and restoring my power during a blackout one time when we were out of power for a matter of days, and he's, oh, hi, Otis. I'll get you hooked right up. Because he was a KVNO listener. So, you know, it really is an amazing, diverse cross-section of the community. A lot more diverse than some people think.
He has a number of favorite memories, but the Pinecone Alert System is a favorite.
If you forgot your key, you would get a pine cone from under the pine tree, the famous pine tree out our window, and throw it at the studio window. Because that thump of the pine cone on the window would alert the person here in the studio that you needed them to let you into the building. Because there's no buzzers, there's no computerized security cards, you're just stuck. So, but we had pine cones.
Listeners often tell us that when they hear Otis 12 in the morning, they know things will be okay. We can't guarantee that he'll be here for our next 50 years, but KVNO foresees things being okay for a long time to come. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Sherry Kennedy Brownrigg.
Feel free, if you see me out on the street, to request anything. And I will smile and see what I can do. But I love talking to people. I know sometimes people say, oh, I didn't, you know, let's not bother them. Go ahead and bother me. I like being bothered at this point in my life, you know, except by my children. If you're my children, I take that back. But the rest of you, please feel free to bother me.